I'm Robin Trakolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science, conversations on transforming health and healing. Coming up on Sound Science, Conrad Cole discusses how and why some children don't get enough micronutrients, and what that means to their growth and development. Cole is an assistant professor of pediatrics in the Division of Pediatric Gastroenterology and Nutrition. Conrad Cole.
The micronutrients are nutrients that are important for development and growth and sustainable life, but they're needed by the body only in small quantities. That's why they're called micronutrients.
Vitamin D, calcium, and zinc. All micronutrients are now receiving considerable attention. That's because physicians and researchers are seeing a resurgence of micronutrient deficiencies in certain high-risk populations.
Kids who are less than 3 years are more likely to be deficient or at risk, and minority children, Hispanics, African Americans, and low-income children are at significant risk for micronutrient deficiency.
What's also troubling is that very young children show no apparent signs of micronutrient deficiencies.
It's usually called the hidden hunger. The micronutrient deficiencies are called the hidden hunger because they usually have a prolonged effect on neurodevelopmental outcomes. And it's not something you see immediately, or if you don't test for it, you don't know it's there until they have overt signs of deficiency.
But by that time, Cole said the damage is done. Brain growth and neural development have been compromised. The body's immune system is also affected.
And unfortunately, if you chronically impair it, even if you correct it, it doesn't correct the issues, the damage that has already occurred. So that's why it's important to screen for them and try to correct it early rather than waiting for the overt deficiencies to occur.
Because so little of these nutrients are needed, deficiencies can easily be avoided. Foods like milk, cereal, fortified orange juice, and even some fish, such as salmon and tuna, supply ample micronutrients if people know to eat them.
It has to do a lot more with education for people to know what the right foods are to eat that have appropriate amounts of vitamin D and zinc and iron. I mean, I think it's a two-way street. It's not only the families, but we also have to educate the providers.
Cole's next study is looking at how education can boost children's intake of these micronutrients.
We're looking at how we can focus on specific foods that are rich in the micronutrients and whether, you know, that would improve the outcome rather than just using supplements. Because I think one of the things that we keep doing now is that once we find a deficiency, we just treat it like it's a medical problem. It's not supposed to be that way.
I'm Robin Trakolis, and this is Emory University's Sound Science. Bye.